Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope that you're having a great, great week, and it's just our thrill to get to spend about 5 or so minutes with you today. We're so honored that you would invite us into your day today. Well, yesterday we started this idea of asking the right questions. It was actually based off of Sunday's message that oftentimes we find ourselves in seasons that we feel stuck, or maybe we're even just uncertain of what's next, or maybe we're just unclear of how to make the best decision. And so yesterday we talked about this idea of asking this first question, what direction will I go? That's really a question of direction, obviously. I mean, it's, am I going to stay where I'm at, or am I going to choose to believe that God may just have something more, something bigger, something greater, something beyond what I could ever imagine? What direction will I go? Well, here's the second question. Who will I follow? Who will I follow? In Acts chapter 8, there's this amazing young man named Philip. It says down in verse 26 that an angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, "Rise and go towards the south to the road that goes down to from Jerusalem to Gaza." And it says again down in verse 29 of Acts 8, "And the Spirit said to him." Now, we don't know exactly how the Spirit said these things to him. We don't know if there was some audible voice. We don't know if it was a sense in his spirit. We don't exactly know the how, but what we do know is Philip was tuned in to the voice of God. He was listening. He was listening to what God said. And when God said something to him, he obeyed it. See, here's why that was so important. Philip hadn't been to this place before. He had never gone to this place. And because he had never gone that way before, he needed God to guide him. Well, in our lives, man, we need guidance. We need some sort of GPS spiritually that helps us take next steps. And there's three I want to offer to you today. The first one is this, the Word of God. Hands down, God has given us his word, and it's meant to be applied to our life. It's meant to be a resource to our life. It's meant to help us to sense the voice of God, the direction of God, the will of God for our life. And so we need a healthy habit. We need a healthy diet of spending time in his word. So that's the first tool. The second one, that as we think about this internal GPS, spiritually speaking, is not just the word of God, but prayer. Prayer is our opportunity to talk to God. Prayer is, well, in fact, we're reminded in the New Testament that we're to cast our cares on him because he cares for us. That's this reminder that we're meant to pray. Jesus himself taught his disciples how to pray. So the word of God, prayer, and a third one I'll throw in there is wise counsel. Wise counsel. We need other folks in our life that are on the same path, that are helping us make decisions, that we don't have to feel like we're doing this alone. See, our faith is definitely individual, but our faith is not meant to be isolated. Our faith is meant to be applied and lived out in community. So Philip learned to hear the voice of God. And I'm telling you, as we spend time in God's word and we spend time in prayer, and then we've got these outside voices that are trustworthy, that are on the same path, man, those are great ways to begin to say, God, you're going to be the one that guides me. See, the second question of asking who will I follow is so important because who we follow shapes who we're becoming. Let me say that again. Who we're following shapes who we're becoming. So if we're following some other person, if we're following some other leader, if we're following some other boss, whoever we follow, we end up becoming like. That's why one of the reasons why Jesus said to follow him, because the more that we follow him, the more like him we become. That's so powerful. Because at the end of the day, God cares more about who you are than he cares about what you do. We often get those flip-flopped in our world. We focus so much on what we do, but I'm telling you, God is way more concerned about who you are than what you do. He's more concerned about who you're becoming. And so if you feel stuck today, if you feel like you're stalling out, start with yesterday's question, what direction will I go? But then today's question, who will I follow? Put the who before the do, become who God wants you to be. Well, I hope you have a great day today. I want to remind you, our high schoolers are at camp this week. So as you have opportunity, would you lift them up? Would you lift up our leadership? Would you pray for them? Because I believe God has something great in store for them, just as he does for you. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another Weekday Podcast.